God's word, please. First of all, I want to thank your minister, the Reverend Salt, for the invitation to come and for the welcome here this morning, and also to Philip for the very warm welcome to Ahali. I hope you got the right man, for I was saying to Mr. Salt before the meeting that it's a long time since I have spoken at a children's meeting or taken any part in that regard. In fact, it's so long ago I can hardly remember when it was. And when Mr. Salt phoned me, I felt I couldn't say no, and I don't know why. But I got some help in making preparations. I asked my wife for help. I asked my daughter, Sarah. And they both did their best to try and help me. And I think at the end of the day, they were reminded of the old adage that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And I felt that they had a hard time. But nevertheless, it's good to be here, good to see you all, and good to see the boys and girls. Prize giving is always very special. And I used to look forward, when I was a little one, to prize giving, and really cherished what I received on that day. So I'm sure you're looking forward to your prize today. First of all, can we open our Bibles, please, at the first book in the Bible, the book of Genesis, chapter 22. Let's read some verses from this chapter. It's good to see the boys and girls with their Bibles too, and looking up the portion, and everybody following the reading of God's word. Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here am I. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto, Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abram took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God told him of. And Abram built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abram stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither thou do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Amen. And God will bless the reading of his word to all our hearts for his name's sake. Maybe we'll just have a wee word of prayer before we commence. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for our meeting here. We thank thee for thy presence with us. We thank thee for thy word and for the songs of praise that we've been singing. And O God, we thank thee we could enter this house and enter thy courts with praise and give thanks to thee for this day and for all thy love and kindness toward us. Help us now as we turn to thy word. We pray to give us hearts to understand, eyes to see, and O God, a will to obey thy voice as thou would speak to us through thy word. Because we ask it in the Saviour's name and for the Saviour's sake. Amen. Today, I want to speak particularly to the boys and girls, but I suppose to everybody here in our gathering this morning. I want to speak on one of the names for God. And it's a very special name given by Abraham, or at least Abraham called God by this name, and it's very special indeed. Jehovah Jireh. You've heard that before, and I'm sure all the boys and girls have heard it as well. It simply means God will provide. And God provided for Abraham all the days of his life, even from the time when he lived in Ur of the Chaldees. That was a far country from Canaan. And one day God said to Abraham, I want you to get out of your country, to leave your family and kindred, and I'll take you to a place that I will show you of later. And so Abraham left Ur of the Chaldees and journeyed the long distance until he arrived in the land of Canaan. Canaan is present day Israel. It's called Israel today. And we know much about Israel, don't we? It's often in the news, and it's in the news even now. Not for good reasons, unfortunately. But do pray for Israel and pray for Jerusalem. God commands us to do that because Canaan is now present day Israel. So I hope you'll remember that when Abraham arrived in Canaan, he arrived in Israel. And the Lord spoke to Abraham, and the Lord called him out of that land and brought him into the land of Canaan. And the Lord provided a home for him, and he provided a family. Now, when Abram arrived in Canaan, he had no children. It was just Abraham and Sarah. But God promised Abraham a son. And God provided that son for him. And in Abraham and Sarah's old age, Isaac was born. And when God made the promise, Sarah laughed because she was an old lady and she thought it could never happen. And she laughed. But God kept his promise. And Sarah bore a son to Abraham. And they called his name Isaac. You know what Isaac means? It means laughter. Quite appropriate when Sarah laughed when God said they would have a son. And so Isaac was born, and he would have been in a good home, brought up to learn the things of God, the ways of God, taught about God, and also about the sacrifices. And Isaac would have seen the lambs being killed for sacrifice. He would have been used to going to the place of worship. And he was brought up to fear God and to learn about the Lord himself. He knew that God was his creator. He knew that God was his sustainer. And he knew that indeed the Lord was good to him. Now, not only did God provide a country for Abraham, and a home for Abraham, and a wife for Abraham, he also provided a son for Abraham. God is Jehovah Jireh. And God provides for us too. And he provides for us in all our needs. Abraham had many needs as he journeyed from Ur to Canaan. Many needs in Canaan. And God provided for all those needs. And boys and girls, you have needs too. And so have mums and dads. And all grown ups. We have all needs. And by trusting in the Lord and taking God at his word, God will supply all our needs. And he'll supply your need as well. Now, as Isaac grew up, he's now a young man at this stage. And one night, God spoke to his father Abraham. And he said to Abraham, I want you to go into the land of Moriah, to one of the mountains there that I will show thee of. And I want you to bring your son Isaac. And I want you to offer him upon an altar there as a sacrifice to me. Abraham was very sad at that announcement from God. But he loved the Lord and he loved his son as well. But he loved the Lord and he got up early the next morning. And he wakens Isaac and he says, get up, son. And it was early in the morning. We're going into the land of Moriah. We'll bring the ass with us. We'll bring wood with us. And we'll bring fire with us. And you can imagine as they prepared, Sarah, Isaac's mother, was probably getting them some foodstuffs that they could take with them for the journey. It was 3 days. And they needed something to eat. And so the time came that early in the morning they left. Sarah waved them goodbye. And Abraham and his son Isaac, off they went on their journey to the land of Moriah. And on the way, they saw some wonderful sights. The first night came and the next day came. And 2 days passed. And on the third day, as they journeyed on, they lifted their heads and behold, away in the distance, they could see the land of Moriah. Probably the mountain peaks were sticking up in the air and they could behold the land afar off. And God told Abraham to take his son. And he did. He took him to the land of Moriah. And now here in the land of Moriah, we can see they're climbing up the mountain that God had showed them to climb. And Abraham takes the wood from the donkey and he puts it upon the back of his son Isaac. And Isaac carries that wood up the mountain. And his father carried the fire. Isn't that a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ many years on down further through history? When he came into the world, he carried his cross of wood to the mountain, the very same place where God directed Abraham and Isaac to go, where Isaac was offered upon the altar of wood. The Lord Jesus Christ carried his cross to Calvary. And he was carrying that cross, boys and girls and adults too, in order to lay down his life for sinners like you and me, that we might be saved from our sin, cleansed and washed and made pure, and fitted for heaven one day when we leave this world. We're not going to live forever, but there is an eternity, and we'll either be in God's heaven, if we're saved, that is, or in a lost sinner's hell for those who reject Christ and know not his saving grace. So Abraham and Isaac journeyed up and climbed this mountain to the top. Isaac carried the wood. And as he was puzzled, he asked his father, he says, Father. And the father says, Here am I, my son. Father, we have got the wood and we have got the fire. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? No sign of one. Not one to be seen anywhere. Daddy, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham was slow to answer. You can imagine how sad he was, with his head bowed, and probably a little tear in his eye. And he said, Son, God shall provide himself a lamb. God shall provide himself a lamb. You see, when they got to the top of the mountain, they gathered stones, they built the altar. I'm sure Isaac had helped his father to do that many a time back in the land of Canaan. And then they placed the wood in order on top of the stones. And I'm sure Isaac helped his father to do that too. And then they had the cords, the ropes, to bind the sacrifice. And it was then that Abraham began to explain to his son what God had said. God had asked me to bring you here, son, that I might offer you as a sacrifice upon this altar. Isaac was a young man at this time, strong and healthy, a clean man, very pure young man, somewhat a picture of Christ again, though an inadequate one. The Lord Jesus Christ was pure, clean, without sin. A young man, and he was bound for the cross, nailed to the tree. Isaac didn't argue with his dad. He didn't fight with his dad or resist. Isaac willingly laid himself down upon the altar. Again, a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who wasn't forced to Calvary, but he was willing to go there and willing to lay his life upon the tree. Here is Isaac on the wood on the altar, and Abraham ready to lift the knife to slay his son. And then we discover Abraham willing to lift the knife ready to slay his son, a voice was heard, loud and clear, "Abraham! Abraham!" It was from heaven. It was God who'd commanded him to do what he was about to do. And God says, "Lay not thy hand upon the lad. Do him no harm." And Abraham lifted up his eyes from looking at his son. And behold, behind him, in the bushes, it's called a thicket in Scripture, there was a ram, or a lamb, a ram, whatever we want to call it, and was caught in that bush by the horns. By the horns. Not by the wool, not by the body, not by the legs, because that lamb wasn't damaged or injured in any way. Caught by the horns. It was a perfect lamb. It was a lamb without blemish, without mark, without stain. And again, boys and girls, mums and dads, a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. The one who, on the cross at Calvary, died the perfect sacrifice, died that we might be forgiven, and that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. Jesus knew no sin. In him was no sin. He could do no sin. He was perfect, without blemish. And he was the perfect sacrifice. And he was offered upon the cross for the sins of all who will trust in him. I wonder, will you trust in him today? Will you be one of those who will take him as your personal Savior and believe in him? Know that your sins are forgiven and that you're ready for heaven and that you're on your way to the promised land, the New Jerusalem, the place that God is preparing for those that love and trust in him. And so the name was called Jehovah Jireh. Abraham rejoiced when he saw the lamb. He rejoiced when he was able to catch it in that thicket. And instead of slaying Isaac, his son, instead of Isaac dying, the lamb died. The ram died. That is, the lamb took Isaac's place and died instead of Isaac. That's a picture of Christ. God's lamb. John the Baptist one day cried out to a multitude who were around him when he saw Christ approaching. And he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And friends, there's only one lamb for sacrifice, and that's Christ. Only one person who can take your sins away, that's Christ. Only one who can save you. Only one who can bring you to heaven. You need to trust him. You need to ask him into your life. You need to ask him to come into your life and to save you from your sin. And he will. And the moment you repent of your sin, tell the Lord you're sorry. Tell him you're glad Christ died and thank him that he took your place, just like the ram taking Isaac's place. Christ died for you. And by coming to him and trusting him, you're free. Isaac was free that day. He didn't die, but he lived. And thank God, every boy and girl, every adult who trust in Christ are free from the penalty of sin. Because Christ has borne it in your place. And by taking him as your Saviour, you're free for all eternity. And there's a place purchased in heaven for you. We're glad that the Lord Jesus Christ took our place. And on the cross at Calvary, he died that we might live forevermore. He shed his precious blood. He was God's offering. He laid down his life there, suffered in judgment, in death, in sorrow and in pain, that you and I might go free. But he rose again, and he's alive forevermore. And the Lord Jesus Christ is in heaven. And he's coming back one day. And he's coming to take those who are ready and to be forever with him. And all who are not ready will be judged for their sin. Are you ready today? Are you ready? Let me, in closing, just give you the A, B, C of salvation. I said the Lord is Jesus was the perfect sacrifice, and so he was. Now, how do I get saved? A stands for admit, doesn't it? You know how to spell admit. Admit you're a sinner. Tell God you're a sinner. Admit that you've sinned and grieved him greatly. And admit that your sins need to be forgiven. So that is, own up to your own sin. Tell God you're a sinner. And then B. B would stand for believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You believe in your heart. That is, trust him. To as many as received him or believed on him, to them God gives the right to become his children, sons or daughters of God. And that's how we enter God's family, by being born again of God's Spirit, believing in Christ and trusting him as our Saviour. And then confess. C. C stands for confess. After you've admitted that you're a sinner, and you've believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, confess him to others. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Don't be afraid to tell your friends you're a Christian. Don't be afraid to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't be afraid to take your stand for him. It's not easy. School, work, or whatever. Not easy. But believe on him. Trust in Christ. He will provide courage for you. He'll provide all the help you need. He's Jehovah Jireh. Remember that. God will provide. What is your need today? What will be your need tomorrow? Next week? The week after? Remember, God, Jehovah Jireh, he will provide. He'll provide help for you in every circumstance of your life. Only trust him. Only trust him today. Take him as your Savior if already you haven't done that. Thank you for being so good, boys and girls, and mums and dads were good too. So thank you all, and thank you for listening.